Like, I really saw how if I didn't make the moves, I would be in the same place a year from now. And that absolutely scared the shit out of me.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Booked Out with Bree. I am so excited because I have a very special guest today, Kelly, and I've been in Kelly's world for well over a year. I found her in the very early phase of business. And one of the things that really stood out to me, she was one of those where I found her and instantly I'm like, Kelly, I need to be in your world. And I bought a sales course from her. But what I love about Kelly is that she combines business with subconscious mind and energetics and embodiment and really the, like, how do you even say it? The magic that goes into who you are, which is when sales and business blows up. So Kelly, I'm so happy that you're here today. Tell us more about you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. So I own a brand and company called Freedom Babe, and it's really so many things, and there's a lot of transitions and pivots, or maybe not pivots, but like evolutions that are happening with it this year, which is so exciting. But first and foremost, it really started out as a platform and a brand to help women who knew that they were meant for more than working their cubicle jobs, 9 to 5, getting like one vacation a year, having to ask their boss for any time off, and just knew that they were meant for something more and something bigger, but didn't quite know what they looked like, because that was me for so long. And I, along the way, found network marketing, which led into coaching. And once I started to put those puzzles together, I was like, this is why no job like ever made sense for me. So I really created Freedom Babe as a way to show women, look, you can design any kind of life that you want, and you can create it into your reality. You can manifest it into your reality. And if the job thing is something that you get caught up on, because I know a lot of us do, I can teach you how to build a six-figure business, because that's what I ended up doing with my coaching business. So that's in a nutshell what I do. And this year we're going to be evolving into, my vision has always been to have Freedom Babe as like a lifestyle brand. So we're already doing that right now with, like, I'm doing this little program called Wellness Club. It's really just a community where I'm sharing all this stuff. But the big vision is to just help women live their dream life in every single area of their life, not just business.
I love that. And I think that's so powerful. Business is holistic. And I always say this to my students too, like, the strategy only works if the energy is there. It's pretty much the same. Two people follow a strategy. One is like to the moon and the other one's like, how did they do that? So I love that your take on business is holistic. And when you're happy and healthy and whole, like, the business strategy comes easy.
Totally. Yeah. And I've always said that too. Two people can take the exact same strategy, but get completely different results. And it's because of your energetics and the identity and who you're being when you take that action, what you believe, your frequency, like, it all comes into play.
I love this. Oh my gosh. I have so many questions for you. So I'm excited to dive in. Something that you said, you were in direct sales before, and I'm not sure if I realized that, but I also came from direct sales before coaching. And so I would love to hear your take on, like, how that transition was and what made you want to shift from direct sales into your own business, and how you think it led you to success in your own business. Because I look back on my direct sales journey, for example, and I'm so grateful I had 5 years of business building experience. Sales, marketing, like back-end operations. And I also think it helped me develop a thick skin for business, which in some cases you need to have.
I have like full body chills right now because I'm like totally relating to all of this. So Yeah, I was with a health and wellness company for, I can't remember when I like actually exited. It was never like an official thing. It just phased out or fizzled out. But it was, I think I had been with the company for about 3 years when I started to start considering coaching. So I really loved it. Like the second I sat down with someone and they were like, showing me like the lifestyle, how I could make as much money as I want. Like I was completely sold. Call it drinking the Kool-Aid, call it whatever you want. But like it wasn't just, oh, I bought into something. It was like everything clicked in that moment. And I was like, this is why no job has ever made sense because I'm not meant for that world. Like I'm meant for this world. And so my cousin and I think I was like her first, I can't remember like the terms that you use, but first like business partner, essentially, first associate. And we really hit the ground running with it. Like, we were so into it. We were so committed. We like hustled our freaking asses off. Like, we would do whatever it takes. Sometimes, like, someone will randomly message me on Facebook. And then 10 years ago, I've sent them a message about network marketing. I'm like, oh, cringe, but also go old me at the same time. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah, like I was just like willing to do whatever it took, which I think was so good. And like you said, it really allowed me to build that thick skin because in network marketing, you are getting rejected a lot. If you're really putting yourself out there, you're going to hear a lot of no's. You're going to get ghosted a lot. And that has absolutely served me in my business for sure. And essentially, what happened was after the 3 year mark, I think what had happened was year two was like pretty good for me. I hit like a pretty good rank, it was called like Silver Director. And essentially, it earned me $1,000 in a week, which at the time was like a lot of money. It was really good. But shortly after that, it just started to feel like a lot of work, to be honest. It felt, oh my God, if I want to make this my full-time thing, because I was also working a part-time job, I just didn't see the way out and it didn't feel aligned anymore. It just felt like more work than it felt exciting and fulfilling and motivating in a way. And I remember, I think it was like tax season in 2016, and I had realized that I had made a little bit less that year. And it was more so just this moment that I had where I was like, I don't want to be in the same spot a year from now. Like, I was working that serving job. I think I had wanted to quit like that year. And I was like, it's not possible right now. And next year, like, I want to be successful in my business. I want to be able to quit this. I want to live this lifestyle that I dream about, et cetera, et cetera. And what ended up happening was another girl that I was in network marketing with, she somehow stumbled across the coaching world, told me about it. So it was similar to how I got into network marketing. And I was like, wait, we have such a solid background in personal development. So much of network marketing is personal development. And I was like, if I can like brand myself outside of my network marketing business, have my own thing going, maybe coach people with personal development and mindset and all of that, and then I'll still have my network marketing business over here, that would be amazing. I ended up stumbling across a coach with no plans to hire a coach, but then as soon as like we talked and all of that, it was like I would be crazy not to do this because I really saw that long-term vision. I saw how she could help me get to where I wanted to go, and it was one of those moments where I don't even think I had to like have someone say this to me. I just really realized it is costing me more not to do this and not to hire her and not to have this person who can support me in getting to where I want to go than it is to actually just make that investment. Like, I really saw how if I didn't make the moves, I would be in the same place a year from now. And that absolutely scared the shit out of me. So I hired her, like, I figured it out. And then the rest was kind of history. I ended up just loving the coaching side of things way more. Once I built my own brand and website and everything, I loved that process. And I was like, if I knew that I could have done this 3 years ago, I would have jumped at the opportunity. So that's when I decided I wanted to help women with the beginning stages of their business. And then just through the evolution of me growing my business, I started supporting clients with the things that I would accomplish. So when I started getting clients, I would teach my clients how to get clients, et cetera. And really, I think the biggest thing with network marketing as my background is, like you said, it gave me that thick skin for sure. And it just really allowed me to be all in committed no matter what. I know, I'm sure you've had the same situation in your business, but sometimes people come and go. Sometimes people start their business and then a year later, they're not doing that. And that's okay because everyone's path is different. But for me, I got it. I understood what I wanted. I understood business a little bit, I would say. And I just wasn't willing to sacrifice the dream that I originally started network marketing for. And that really just drove me so much in my coaching business. And I also was like, I don't want to have to keep jumping from thing to thing. I don't want to do network marketing for a couple years and then do coaching for a couple years and then find the next thing. I also believe that, like I said, our brands will evolve as we evolve, and that's a good thing. But I was like, I don't want to go back to a job. I don't want to have to do this or this. This is it for me, kind of thing. I am so determined to win and to succeed at this. And I think that network marketing also gave me like that grit and that resiliency as well to keep going and to make it happen. I don't know what company you are with, but I know with our company, like whenever I would go to the conventions or conferences, it was a lot of men speaking. There were women too, but the network marketing in business, especially when it's taught by men, is very like masculine energy focused. We'd be at conferences and they'd be like, get on the phone and call 10 people right now. And I'm like, okay, this is when I go to the bathroom because I'm absolutely not doing that. But at the same time, it taught me like the hustle. And there's a difference between hustling for what you want and not being available for anything less, and the toxic hustle where you're burning out, which I am not for, but it gave me that skill of you go and get what you want and you don't take no for an answer. Not no from other people, but no from yourself in a way. Anyways, that was like a 10-minute rant. So
Oh
hopefully there's
my
something
gosh, it was so good. Yes, we call it the holy hustle with my
there.
business.
Yes, I love that.
The holy hustle. Oh my gosh, there were so many gold nuggets in there. But I think, like, with the holy hustle too, what you were talking about, the forward thinking, like, I can't not invest in the coach because I have this vision and it's scarier to be in the same place at the same time next year. And that really resonated with me too, because I would not have the business that I have if I had not made forward-facing investments. And it's absolutely freaking terrifying. You're like, I'm spending this much money on skills and education. Like, it's not exactly tangible. You can't measure per se your skills. But like, if you don't know what you don't know, if you want to do something you've never done before, go hire someone who has. Unequivocally, we would not have the businesses that we have now if we hadn't forward-facing invested in ourselves.
Exactly. And I think something to say for both of us now, too, is that we continue to do that. I just did the same thing last night. I was like, okay, when you see that you have, and it's like your business and your self-growth is like an onion, right? There's layers. Like you can have six-figure, multi-six-figure business and still be like, okay, and I know that these patterns over here aren't serving me, or I know I need to work on this to get to that next level, right? It's not like that just all goes away once you hit six figures or multi six figures or you're quote unquote successful. That's what I realized again last night. I was like, okay, yeah, it's scary to make this jump and make this leap, but also I know that if I don't, I'm probably going to keep repeating the things that have been coming up because I just don't know what I don't know here. And this is my opportunity to grow and evolve and activate a new level.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's exciting. Celebrating you for that. Yeah. Oh, so much. Okay. So I really see you as an expert in the subconscious mind and rewiring the neurological pathways for identity. And as a side note, you guys, for all of you who are listening in, Kelly is a wealth coach in my new membership, Seven Figure Society. And she is like the subconscious hypnosis, like she's leading a wealth identity hypnosis in February in Seven Figure Society, which is so exciting. And like, as soon as I started mapping out Seven Figure Society, I was like, Kelly can't not coach. She can't not be a coach. She has to be in there. And the backstory is that I've been doing private hypnosis with Kelly for, gosh, at least 6 months now, I would say. And it's so fun even just to see that evolve. Like, we did in July, we had our first session and
Yeah.
we did about 15K months. And I believe we did it 30K months.
Or 30K months. Yeah.
And it literally happened that month. And then we shifted to higher cash months, and it's quick. Like, we do the hypnosis and then the business is like, boom. And then it keeps going. I would love to hear more of just how you found your expertise or like passion for that area of business. And just all the things, like tell us all the things about that, why you're so passionate about it, how you found it.
Okay, I love it. So I think the first time I realized that like strategy wasn't everything and how much like energetics and identity played into it, it was, I always tell this story because I think it's so powerful. It was just a couple months into my business. I officially launched my business and it was, I'm aging myself here, but like October 2016, I think. And then it was like February or January 2017. Oh my God, is that like actually 7 years ago now? Wow, that's crazy. 7 years ago, I was very new in my business. I think I had signed one client at that point. I wanted more clients, and I was also like weeks away or a month away from going on a several week trip to Australia. So my cousin like moved there. He was getting married. My sister and I were doing this whole trip together. Like a bunch of family was going, and I was working my serving job and so new in my business, had only had one client at the time. And I was like, I need this to come through my business. Like the summer prior, I had taken a trip to Europe, worked my ass off at the restaurant, like working doubles, picking up shifts anytime I could to have the money. And I was like, I'm not doing it like that again. Like this time it's coming through my business. But there was also this like big fear because I'm like, I've only signed one client. We are weeks away from getting on this plane. I don't have savings. Like if this doesn't work, like I was joking to my sister, I'm like, I'm going to be working the streets or something because like, I don't know what's going to happen. But at the same time, I was like, it can't not happen. It can't not work. So I did all the things I knew to do in my business. I was doing the free webinars. I was doing the, like, offering the free discovery calls. Like, I was showing up. Like, I was working so many hours at my computer, too, because I felt if I wasn't, then that was crazy to me because I had to make this money. So if you want to make more money, you have to work more hours, right? That's how your logical brain thinks. And like I said, I was working at the restaurant at the time, and there was this thing happening, which ironically is like the town I live in now, which is so funny. It's 2 hours away from where I was living before. But there was this thing happening in this ski town, and it was like basically our work annual work party. And everyone was going up and they're like, are you coming? Are you coming? And I'm like, I don't know. I need to work, blah, 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 blah. And then I had this moment where this voice inside of me said, what would you do if you already had the money and if you already had the clients? And it was very clear that I would go. I was like, yeah, I would go to this like work thing. Like it's like a fun 2 days of drinking and partying with all my work friends. Like it actually feels fun right now. It feels like what I want to do. Sometimes when you actually don't want to do something and you're like, no, that's just not aligned. Like this was very much, yeah, I want to go. I just feel like I need to be working instead. And in that moment, I just had this realization too. I was like, okay, well, if I already had the clients and I already had the money and I would go, then maybe I need to just go and do that because we're doing all the things here. There's not that much more we can do on the physical side. We're doing everything. So let's go and do that. Sign out an email for the weekend. Don't be like obsessing over checking if people have booked a discovery call or bought your program. Let's just go and have fun. And we'll come back to this when we come back. So I went and did that. And within that next week or less, I signed two pay in full clients and had a $7,000 cash week, like
Wow.
4 months into my business. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
And that gave me more than enough money that I needed to go on the trip. So it was really in that moment that, and I think there was a few synchronicities too. I remember being in the shower and I had my money goal for the month and I was debating raising my prices, but it felt a bit scary. And then I was like, okay, well, if I raise them to this and sign two clients, what would that be? And it was like it worked out to be the exact amount of money that I had set for my goal that month. So I was just really very much following my intuition and following Yeah, like trusting myself and being the energetic match. And what the energetic match means is if you already had it, how would you be feeling? What would you be doing? What would you be thinking? And aligning yourself with that. So without really knowing all of that, I was doing that because ultimately it was my intuition speaking to me and I trusted that. And once that all happened, I was like, obviously, yes, we need strategy and we need to take action, but this inner work piece of it is so important. And that's what really allowed this to come through and what allowed this magic to happen. Because if I didn't go, if I didn't trust myself, instead I sat myself at my laptop trying to make myself busier, trying to find more to do just so I could be signing the clients. Because if I take time off, that would mean I'm not worthy of the clients. And like that would be coming from this big frequency of lack and not enough. And I would really only be the energetic match for that. Where in that other situation, I was essentially saying, okay, universe, I'm good. I've done my part. I'm ready here. I'm going to go and live my life now. Like you can take care of the rest. And I was showing up as though I already had it. And so it came, right? So I realized that very early on. And don't get me wrong, there's been many times, and it will still happen in my business now where I'm like, I have these goals, I need to work, and blah, blah, blah. And I sometimes will push it a bit too far. And then I'm reminded of that. I'm reminded of, okay, well, what would you do if it was already here? What would you do if the clients were here, the money were here, et cetera? And when you like go have fun, or you go and rest, or go and do the things you would do if the clients were already here. It's really crazy how fast things can land, or you'll get another idea that then makes you the money and signs the client. It's you can't always ex predict how it's going to happen, but when you allow yourself to be the version of you who already has it, it does happen. And that was just so powerful for me. And a few years ago, I remember thinking like, it's not that I believe you need like certifications or anything like that to run a business, because I don't think that you do. But I remember thinking, I just want to learn more tools so I can support myself, but also my clients with the subconscious work. And so then I did a NLP certification and I learned about all of that. And I just finished it last year because it was just on the back burner for so long. And then they were like, okay, if you joined before this date, you have to finish it by like March 2023. So that just lit a fire into my ass. I'm like, okay, let's get it done. And I'm so glad I did because I learned those tools. Like I've only been doing hypnosis for the last year now and a few other tools. And it's just, I've used it with clients so many times and it's really amazing to see what you can create and manifest when you reprogram your subconscious and not only do it at the conscious level, like I was talking about before with being the energetic match, but also have these tools that work at the subconscious level so that you can change the programming that you might not even know is holding you back.
It's so sexy. Like it's such sexy work because you can't quantify, or not like you can see it happening if you just feel this shift, like calibrating a different identity, showing up at a different frequency. It's really cool. Really cool for all you guys. Get in Seven Figure Society so you can experience the magic with Kelly. Okay, for anyone who is not super familiar with like how the subconscious mind works, can you explain a little bit just the high level overview of subconscious versus conscious mind and how it like dictates how we show up?
So your subconscious mind is typically formed from the ages of 0 to 7. So like anything you're learning as a child, that is going into your subconscious programming. Your subconscious programming can really impact your identity and who you're showing up on a day-to-day as, because the con your conscious thoughts are like things that you're aware of that you're thinking, where the subconscious programming is just like running in the background and you're not as aware of it. It's if you're driving a car, your conscious is like the steering, the brake, the gas, right? You know what you're doing, but it's also there's a motor running in the background somewhere. You don't see it. I don't really know where the motor is. It's under the hood somewhere, right? But it's there, but you're not necessarily consciously aware of it while you're driving the car, right? But you need it. It's going to impact where you go. If the motor is like not working, you're not going to get anywhere, no matter how much you hit the gas, steer the steering wheel, right? And it's the same with your subconscious. You can use all the affirmations you want. You can say, I believe this and this. But at the end of the day, if your subconscious is full of this programming that is more or less the opposite of what you're consciously telling yourself, you're going to be met with resistance. And that's why people can try and make changes or try and like consciously believe certain things or do certain things, but it falls flat, or they spin themselves in circles trying to get there. So if that's what's happening, we want to look at your subconscious programming. And what's really cool about some of the NLP techniques too, is that you don't necessarily need to know, this is when I made this decision, or this is what the belief is. There's ways to get around that, which I find really helpful too, because a lot of times we either don't remember our childhood, or we might even block some of it out as well. So when you can reprogram your subconscious mind for success, and you can program it so it's in alignment with the things you want to call in and create in your life or business, then that's going to work way more effectively and parallel to your conscious mind when you're telling it, like the affirmations or you're setting goals that you want to achieve and all of that. So we really just want to, and everyone's subconscious mind is a little bit different, right? And I think that's also why some people might quote unquote have an easier time, and some people might be met with more resistance, because it can come down to your subconscious and those like core beliefs that are running the show without you even realizing it. So if you want to have the seven figure business, the success, the freedom lifestyle, whatever it is, we want to also work with the subconscious so that we're not just wasting your time with all the conscious work. Does that make sense?
So good. So good. It's if you find yourself in loops, it's like you try and get forward and you keep finding yourself stuck at the same place. 100%. It's subconscious mind. Yeah. It's so powerful. Kelly, tell us a little bit about, you mentioned shifting into a lifestyle brand and you just launched a new wellness membership, which is so exciting. So tell us more about your vision of just combine, like I have the goosebumps right now for you. Everything that you've done in business, like all the magic that you've created, all the knowledge that you have, where do you see your company and your brand going?
Yeah, so it's wild. Like I for so long have just seen, like I've had this vision of like Freedom Babe as a lifestyle brand, and definitely like absolutely having like programs on building your business, scaling, sales, all of that. But also I love business, but I also love home decor and just like a cozy aesthetic, or I love like health and wellness and fitness. I love self-care things. I love like money and learning about that, right? Like I feel that I love the coaching industry so much, but sometimes I'm just not someone who's like only running my business and that's it. Like I very much have a life outside of this. Like I was telling you right before this, how I had girlfriends up on Friday and we went skiing and then we went out to a bar after and doing all of that, right? I'm obsessed with my business, but I'm not only doing that and not doing anything else. My vision for my life for so long has always been like, how can we live such a fun, extravagant, luxurious lifestyle? So I also just see, it's almost like having courses or resources in all these different buckets of life, like maybe relationships, health and wellness, self-care, home, fashion, beauty, like all of that kind of stuff. I don't know what it looks like. It's very much like big picture right now. We're still figuring out the small steps. And then even potentially, like I definitely want to do a website rebrand this year and maybe have a blog. And like, our blog's still a thing? I don't know, but we'll like find the Freedom Babe way to do it, right? And just really having, like I said, these courses, resources, whatever it is, to help women live their most amazing life outside of business, but also within business as well. Still definitely like, I love business. I love energetics. I love strategy. I love all of that. So I still see myself helping people with that, but on a wider scale. And then obviously having some like more intimate options as well for some close proximity work.
I just said,
If that makes any sense.
I love it. Hot, healthy, and rich, baby.
Yes,
All the
exactly.
things. How fun. Well, it's just like we were talking about, like business is holistic. Your business will blow up when you take care of yourself and when you are whole, healthy, and healed and
Totally.
fabulous. Like when you love how you dress and you feel good in your own skin. So I love this. It's like the whole woman
Exactly. And
mastermind.
like running my, having business success for me, it's like I want to make the impact and help so many other people with getting their businesses to six, multi six figures, eventually seven figures, all of that. But also just like when I think about my seven figure self, we'll talk about this because I know you have your seven figure membership. It's she's traveling the world. She's staying at like luxury hotels. She's getting facials like every couple of weeks. You know what I mean? She's doing all of those things as well. So it's just very much having resources, tools, courses with that. It's very much aligned with like my seven figure self. Do you know what I mean?
I love. Amazing. Yeah. And even all of you guys, we'll put all of Kelly's information in the show notes. Go follow her on Instagram, reach out to her, but just take note of her page and her stories because it's such a vibe. Even just, I love looking through your stories because it puts me in this luxurious, just aesthetic, like frame of being or state of being. Like, I love just like being in your page, like immersing
Oh,
myself in it.
thank you. That's like one of the best compliments you could give
Everyone go check it out. You'll just feel luxurious.
love
But
it.
yeah. Okay. So we'll make sure to put your Instagram in the show notes. How else can people work with you, connect with you? Tell us about all the things.
Yes, so definitely come say hi on Instagram if you have any questions about offers or what would be best for you, definitely reach out and we can point you in the right direction. So, in terms of business things, we have a membership which is called Success Codes, and it's all about signing clients and making money in your business every month for women who are wanting to scale to six or multi six figures. I have a mastermind called Biz Bestie Mastermind. And then we always have some like one-off things going on too. Like, I don't know when this will air, but right now we have Wellness Club. So if you're wanting to take your wellness game to the next level or just learn more and have this place, like I have so much to share about wellness and I'm like, I'm not just going to turn my Instagram into a wellness account all of a sudden. Do you know what I mean? So it's like this way we have the dedicated space to share everything. We have tons of like guest experts coming in and doing their thing too. And then we have a podcast, which Brie is coming on next month. So that'll be amazing. It's called the Freedom Way Podcast. There's over 250 episodes. So tons and tons of content to binge there as well. And then, yeah, like I said, if you have any questions or just want to chat, send me a DM and I'm happy to chat with you.
Amazing. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing your time, your wisdom, your heart with us today. I'm obsessed with you and I'm going to be a client for life. So thank you for everything that you do and just thank you for your forward-facing investment in yourself and learning all of your modalities and just how you can support your students is truly life-changing.
Oh, thank you so much, Bri. I adore you. I'm so proud of you. Your story blows me away, and I just love following you and can't wait to see what you do next as well.
It's going to be so fun. Here's to a fabulous 2024.
Absolutely. I'm here for it.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening in. Go connect with Kelly on Instagram, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Brie Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback. And I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.